Hi, my name is Maddie Witter, and I'm the author of Reading Without Limits. Today, I just want to share with you a little bit about close reading. Close reading is when the teacher heavily guides students to pick apart a small piece of difficult text. Therefore, you can see that it's aligned with the new Common Core state standards that push text complexity with learners. The text can be a standalone short text, such as a poem, a short story or informational article, or an excerpt from a longer text. The purpose of close reading is to build your students' ability to deeply construct text. Close reading is not done with the entire text, just parts. It's extremely important in preparing our students for rigorous high school and college work. The point of close reading is not to pick the text apart piece by piece and to examine every word, but to find the important elements that contribute to meaning and help students find evidence for the interpretations they are forming. Determining what to zero in on and what to leave out is not always simple. That's why it is essential to carefully prepare and plan what you want to examine in the text or the analytical skills you want students to practice. The goal is to engage in a lively and stimulating back and forth with students. When a team plays soccer, no single player takes control of the ball. Instead, it is dribbled and then passed to different players who move it down the field with everyone participating in advancing to the goal. When you kick out the question to your students, ideally kids will be interacting with each other before they kick the ball back to you. After a student replies to a question, another student should build, revise, and critique their answer. There should be a back and forth between students before you're holding the ball again. Teach students to talk into the silence. After asking a question, instead of replying to a student's answer right away, remain silent. This is a cue to the other students in the class that it's time for them to continue the thread of conversation. To make it even more kid-friendly, students can actually have a soccer ball and throw it to each other in order to call on the next student who wants to participate. We call it snowball to avalanche. In this idea, a student puts forth their hypothesis about the text. Students who agree with that student, like little snowflakes, get out of their chairs and stand next to the original idea, thus making a snowball. If lots agree, they move, making an avalanche. The idea is that a back and forth ensues with different ideas being posited, hence creating several different snowballs around the room. To allow students to do a really close inspection of the text by pushing them to go back to the text. After answering questions, give students ample time to think about the questions. Avoid a back and forth with the kids where you ask a question, a kid replies, you reply, a kid replies, like ping pong. Give lots of time for students to think about their answers and any of the guided practice strategies shared in Reading Without Limits. In Reading Without Limits, I share the importance of starting with literal thinking and moving students to inferential thinking. First, students must figure out the text before moving on to the implied meaning strategy. The teacher does several things. First, the purpose of all the strategies is to figure out the meaning of the text. After they've figured out the meaning of the text, they secondly move on to a paraphrase. Finally, once a concrete paraphrase has been established, the teacher then moves for deeper implied meaning. During each part of close reading, where it's figuring out to paraphrasing and discovering implied meaning, the teacher anticipates pitfalls. He or she prepares questions that are directly related to those confusions. They might need to paraphrase to figure out the text. Those two strategies are intertwined. After they are accurately able to paraphrase, then they can move on to inferential thinking. I share a sample of what this looks like in Reading Without Limits. Close reading guides students through their strategic thinking like a coach giving constant real-time feedback. It provides a different dimension of critical thinking for your kids. During close reading, you're a driving instructor, guiding your students through stoplights, yield signs, and right-of-ways, so that when they eventually get on the freeway, they are independent drivers. You won't have readers driving through stoplights again if you include close reading in your instruction. For more close reading resources, check out Reading Without Limits.